bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. These are never fun ones to record, especially when someone passes away unexpectedly. And I've had this conversation before with someone. While death is never anything that we would like or anticipate, is it better if someone passes away unexpectedly or to anticipate it? Either way, I think the same amount of pain is still there and still exists. And it's in moments like these that really make you think about and question the way you are viewing your life, your relationships, and how you prioritize things. And unfortunately, yesterday, we lost a family friend who's been close to us for a long time. And it's never easy. No matter how close or how far apart you may have been with a particular person, the pain is still there. It still hurts. Whether it's in you and for yourself, or pain for others, such as loved ones, or their friends, their family, their loved ones, the ones that were closest to them. And looking back on this person, her name was Christy. She always had a great outlook on life. Talking to my sister before the recording of this podcast, she was talking about how Christy had said, "I would love to come out and visit with you and Trent and see your dog." My sister remembers when she was sick when she was younger, and Christy had brought her dog over to see my sister while she was sick, and hopefully to get her to feel better that way. Looking through some of the comments, some of the things that have been posted, there were a lot of similarities there. And a lot of people were saying how selfless Christy was. My sister said, "You know, I remember how respectful Christy was to every single person. When my sister was a kid, she said she remembers how Christy would always say, 'I respect that you don't like hugs. So I'll give you a high five instead.'" My sister wanted to pass along her thoughts, how Christy was always there, always positive, and encouraging others despite what she was going through. Christy had a lot of health conditions that she faced in her life, but she faced them headstrong and with a positive attitude. And I think this comment on one of the posts explains it so well. And it reads, "Christy was truly an inspiration. She never complained about anything, even with all she went through. She supported, motivated, and cared about all those she came in contact with. I have never met anyone more amazing than her, and the world will be quite different without her." Someone else posted, "Today I am grieving and desperately wishing that I could have seen her at least one more time. Don't lose contact with people that matter to you. Don't miss opportunities to spend with those you love and appreciate. Although I'm glad for her to be free from her pain and struggles in life, and I'm rejoicing for her to have peace and happiness in heaven, she'll be sorely missed here. My heart and prayers go out to her family and friends. So what are you doing to live the life that you have? I had posted something on my Facebook as well, how tomorrow isn't promised. We don't know if tomorrow will come. We believe it will, but we don't actually know. Are you happy with the life that you're living? Are you doing the things that you want to do? Or do you keep saying, I'm going to put that off. I'll get to it later. I'll do it later. How do we know there's going to be an opportunity for later? To be quite honest with you, we don't. We don't know that. We can think there is, but in an instant, in a second, anything could change. So tell your loved ones that you love them. Cherish the relationships you have with people. Talk to people. To me, if you tell someone that you're too busy to talk to them, do they actually matter to you? Yes, we do get busy in our lives. But where do your priorities lie? We can always find time and carve out time to talk to those that we love and talk to those that we care about. How do you want to be remembered? I think about that with my grandma's passing last summer, and now Christy's passing, and all the things that people remember. Are you living the life that you want to live, the way that you want people to remember you by, the things that you did, the things that you said, the way that you acted? Is it truly reflective of who you are in the life that you're trying to live? The life that you want to present to others? Is it the true you? And what are you going to do to live your life? Maybe you're in a job that you don't like. Maybe you're in a relationship that isn't going well. Maybe there's a toxic friendship or relationship that you need to cut off. That just isn't working out. We can't please everyone. We want to, but we can't. Your life matters. What you do matters. You need to seek out your own happiness. Because I'll tell you what, what you don't want to do is to look back. Oops, didn't cut that music well. You don't want to look back and say, I wish I would have done this. Why didn't I do that? Why did I stay in that job? Why didn't I pursue my dream? Why didn't I tell that person I loved him or her? Why didn't I get out of that situation? Tomorrow's not promised. We need to put forth and do the things that we want to do today. For me, that was speaking. That was podcasting. I'll get to it later. I'll have another day to focus on that. What are we waiting for? Why do we put this off? Why do we say, I'll wait until tomorrow? I'll do it another day. I'll make time for that later. Are we making excuses? Are we not focusing on what it is we actually want to focus on? Garth Brooks has a song called If Tomorrow Never Comes. Of course, I can't play that here for obvious reasons, legal reasons. But take a listen to that song. Because it's true. How do we know tomorrow is going to come? We can anticipate it. But unfortunately, we don't actually know. My mom had said many times, Christy would be a good person as a guest on your podcast. And that's on me for putting it off. And putting it off. And saying, I'll do it later. I'll get to it later. I'll have her on later. And now here I am. This is later. This is what later has become. What are you going to do to live the one and only life that you have? How do you want to be remembered? Peace and blessings. Tell your loved ones how you feel, what you think about them, and don't wait until tomorrow, because you don't know if it'll come.